What's up, everybody? It's Pancakes and Pandemics, Dubs, Eve, John. It is, Tuesday, November 17th. Shout out to the fans, but specifically, we are blowing up in Hawaii. We've got some new fans. So mahalo, aloha, hakuna matata, whatever you guys say. Also, new giveaway. If you rate, subscribe, and review, we're sending out free spam. So you grab your chicken and tune in. We're out there in Hawaii. We're blowing up. Also, Eve, congratulations on your promotion. You have been promoted this week to head of marketing for Pancakes and Pandemics. I have sent you via email the salary offer for that position. Anyway, yeah, talk through your marketing strategy or anything you want to say about your new role with the company.
Yeah, I didn't know that I was going to do this until about 5 minutes ago. I thought it was just a joke that you were going to like give me a new role, but it is my role now. And finally, yeah. I'm of use because I obviously don't know anything about sports going on. My strategy. So for a long time, I really didn't want to share the podcast with people that may know me. But then I realized with online dating, I've opened up this opportunity to spread the word about how great Pancakes and Pandemics is. So I have been just sending out the link to Spotify, sending out the Hoosiers episode was probably the best one to start with. I'm trying to decide what the second best one is going to be, but I'll just send it out to people I match with on Tinder or Hinge or Bumble. And then I get the feedback, and sometimes it's great. Sometimes, you know, they compliment my voice, they compliment what we talk about. And most recently, we got some more content ideas for the show. Down my alley, somebody want to know more about sex stuff. So maybe we can incorporate some of that into the future episodes.
First question I have, John, is the analytics back up Eve's marketing efforts?
Yeah, there's a big bloom over Hawaii. It's covered in listens and downloads from all over the different platforms, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts. Hawaii is our leading state for sure. Yeah. Eve, can you tell me, what's your strategy? Do you like to send them the pod before the date, after the date, maybe through the date, maybe listen to it together on the date? What do you do?
Well, I've never done that before. That's a new idea. I'll have to try it one day. But I started off doing the podcast, sending it out to people I knew I was never going to see again, because I thought, you know, my reputation, maybe they'll think I'm a whore. So
scorched earth.
Yeah. Send it out. And if they listen to it, they do. If they don't, they don't. And then now I'm just like, well, I talk about my interests are. They always ask that question. It's like, what do you do on your free time? And I'm like, I podcast. And they go, whoa, 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 you podcast? yeah, it's no big deal. And so, you know, recently I've been starting to send it out before the date, and it's actually makes them like me more usually. So I think I like both ways.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm wondering if like it's something you guys could connect on when you go out on a date, right? That's a conversational topic. They could bring up, oh man, I love how Dubs just shouts versus, and you'd be like, yeah, I love that too. And then,
or we just
your McDonald's?
The
oh, my McDonald's is good.
Just connect on how Dubs is a dick, you know?
Yeah, I did actually. On one of the texts you sent, it seemed like you guys were really connecting over just a general hatred of Dubs. It was like you guys were really both in agreement that Dubs was a dick.
I mean, you kept yelling teacher bitch.
I know. That's right. I forgot about that. Maybe we need to get them a new. I actually like the one guy that was like, hey, do you want to watch Hoosiers together?
Yeah, at least
I've already watched it four fucking times.
I watched it five times. No. He's like, recently, did you watch it though? Yes. What the fuck?
Check the date on the podcast. you recently got some good advice though for the show. One of the guys doesn't think that we talk about enough sex on the show, so he had some ideas. Shout out to William. William from Hawaii brought this idea, and we're making content out of it now. So, Eve, would you like to relay how he somehow doesn't think that we talk enough sex on the show and what he'd like for content or sexual content to be talked about here on the show?
So his first suggestion was to keep things simple and talk about Bigfoot sex. What would it be like to have sex with Bigfoot? So,
that makes a lot of sense. You know, kind of disappointed we haven't talked about that actually. But go ahead, Ian.
What was that, Harry and the Hendersons? And then he went further and was saying he wants to see or have us talk about interracial Yoda race, sex, or something. So Yoda and blank. Yoda and Wookiees. Yoda and, I don't know, Mandalorian.
Yoda and Amon Calamari.
Yoda and Jar Jar Binks.
Oh God. Like Yoda and Natalie Portman. Yoda and the... Oh, no. Yoda and child Anakin.
Oh, little Annie.
Little. Do you want to hear my Jar Jar Binks impression?
I do want to hear it.
Hold on. Means I'm so scared, Annie. Get over here.
Yo, so does Yoda, is he not held to like a Jedi code where he can't be banging things? I mean, I don't know a lot about Star Wars, but I feel like Yoda shouldn't be fucking.
No, go ahead. Yeah. All Jedi can fuck. They're just, I believe they're barred from having children.
Oh, okay. Oh, so he can fuck. He's just got to wear protection.
No, they got to pull out better than you have in your life.
Oh.
Hey, I don't take offense to that.
So, okay. So we've never talked about Star Wars sex, but we have talked about a lot of like prostitutes.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, let's talk about that. Okay. We've talked, listen, Will I Am, you need to listen to more of these episodes because we've talked about strippers. We've talked about wet ass pussy. We've talked about the Earl Thomas and his brother having a threesome. We've talked about John's masturbatorial fantasies. We talked about fucking robots. We talked about Eve's number. There was an episode where Gunther asked Eve inappropriate sex questions. There's even an episode where John talks about holding in his e-jack for his wife to be in the mood. So I think we've hit on a lot of sex-related topics. Do bring a valid point. Never touched on Bigfoot. And we haven't talked about Yoda fucking anybody with his lightsaber. So while we have talked a lot of sex, William does bring up a few gaps in
the
our
holes
approach.
To fill. Yep.
Literally. Sorry, William. If you go through our library, you're gonna find a lot of things you like. A lot of dirty things. Like if you like snorting coke off of hookers, coke off of strippers. If that's kind of your game, then you're gonna love this podcast, William.
Yeah. Couple different episodes where John pretty graphically describes that type of activity.
And a lot of sex with robots. I mean, we could talk about Yoda fucking a robot. Like that? What? How about that?
Art, what's that little fucking robot in Star Wars, right? The
R2-D2?
Yeah. Can Yoda fuck that thing?
BB-8. Why not?
Anything's fuckable in the Star Wars universe.
R2-D2, yeah, he's got that extendable arm that goes into computer sockets. They could probably go in your butthole too.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, you did send us a quick screenshot of just that piece of your conversation with William. I loved that he goes, I sound weird as fuck. Yeah, William. Yeah, you do, buddy. But we're all weird as fuck. I honestly, this guy sounds like marriage material, in my opinion.
We love you, Bill. We're rooting for you.
Oh my God.
All right. I do want to. Wait. Anything else you guys want to talk about?
I was going to say, if anyone else is listening and I have sent you the podcast, like, give me some ideas about what you want to hear about, because that's the hardest part of my job is coming up with things to talk about. And I always just find random ass articles. And this week was really tough. So please just provide me with content. I would like to make shout outs to you.
Yeah. Well, the best. Go ahead, Dubs.
I was just going to say, you bring up a good point because you're out there looking for topics. You're marketing our podcast. I'm over here doing post-production editing and it just feels like a grind. And John's over there not doing a goddamn fucking thing. So John, I think this is a good opportunity for you to maybe share with us what you're going to do next. Maybe challenge yourself a little bit.
Well, I got a spoiler alert for you. This is a spoiler. Spoiler alert. This is a spoiler. Spoiler alert. I'm going to talk Mandalorian.
Ooh.
You guys open the door with a little Yoda talk. So it's time. Yeah, I can talk a little Mandalorian.
It's nice of you to give the spoiler alert. I'll get a sounder in there, an alarm spoiler. Yeah,
perfect. Yeah, please do, because this is indeed a spoiler of season 2, episode 2 of The Mandalorian. And William, again, you kind of put this on my mind talking about Yoda, but the best Yoda of them all, Baby Yoda, right now. The internet was in a tizzy recently. Over Baby Yoda eating a lot of eggs. Like there was an alien that the Mandalorian had to transport to another planet. And he's got Baby Yoda in tow, this alien. And this alien is carrying what can only be described as I've ever been to like a dirty dive bar in like North Dakota or South Dakota. And it's got a big jar on the counter on the bar. And it's got a bunch of eggs in it. That's a jar of pickled eggs. So the alien was carrying around a big jar of pickled eggs. But those pickled eggs were her babies. Her babies. And little baby Yoda kept on sneaking in the jar and whoop, 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 popping those things. Popping them like delicious pickled eggs. And what he was doing was
genocide. I don't know. It was genocide.
Yeah. You can look at it like that if you want to, Eve.
Well, it is because they're the last of their species. The whole purpose was to get her to her husband in order to like fertilize the eggs so that they could hatch and spawn the next generation. And if she didn't get there and if they died, then her whole species is dead. So it's kind of important.
I do like the idea of her having to transport her eggs to her husband for her husband to fertilize them. So in my mind, I just have them laying them in a basket. And then he just goes Antonio Brown and ejects all over. He just has to masturbate over all of them like a fire hose.
That sounds like the most work men will have ever have to do for procreation.
But anyways, the internet was blowing up. Like, just upset that Baby Yoda was eating this person's
egg. It wasn't one
egg.
Time. It was like 5 or 6 times. Like every scene, he would just be like, ooh, I have a... And then he wouldn't, like, grab the spider egg, which is clearly from Aliens. Like, do not disturb the eggs. And
everyone, everyone knows once you pop an alien embryo, you can't stop. And as far as I'm concerned, Baby Yoda is a hero to all women and women's healthcare rights around the world. He was providing free abortions.
Okay. Okay, Jesus Christ. All right.
There's no contribution. How about that?
Well said, John.
Our contribution.
Well said. Yeah, yeah. Great job.
Thank you for your service.
I haven't watched Mandalorian, so you just spoiled it for me. And yeah, that's the one problem about being on the podcast. When you give the spoiler alert, but you're still on the podcast, there's no escaping it. All right. I did want to talk about something. I had a bad experience this weekend with my mother on speakerphone. So I'll try to shorten this story up. My mom is actually moving out here to Virginia soon. And she's closed on a house, but she hasn't moved here yet. And so there's this gated community that she has a house in. And guess what? I'm basically in fucking charge of just setting up the modem, getting shit that's being shipped to her. So I'm always going in and out of there. So I go into the main building at the HOA because my mom has told me, hey, I got you a pass so you don't have to check with the security people every time to get into this gated community. I was like, okay, that's great. So I go in there and there's 2 75-year-old women that are sitting there reading books. Clearly they don't have to do shit. And I go in there and I'm like, hey, I'm, you know, this person's son. I'm trying to get access, blah, blah, blah. They're like, well, do you have the form that your mom was supposed to fill out? No, I don't have the form. So anyway, I go, okay, I'm going to call my mom. We'll get her on the phone, try to figure this out. So I get her on the phone. I go, mom, they're asking about this form. And she just without hesitation goes, these people are so old and they don't know what the fuck they're doing. These 2 75-year-old women are just looking at me and I go, mom, you're on speaker. And she goes, oh, well, that's bad. I go, yeah, it is bad. You know what? Gonna let you go. I think I've got it handled from here. And then I just had to like try to charm these 75-year-old women that were clearly shook after that. And I think – it wasn't good. Let me just say that. And a little PSA. I'm really sharing that to just let you know, fucking tell the person that you're calling that they're on speakerphone. You know? My bad.
Yeah. Not really creating a very soft landing spot for your mom once she arrives in her brand new neighborhood where the HOA despises her.
Right, right. It's not good.
And you didn't call her first to say, hey, you're on speakerphone? Because whenever someone calls me and I'm driving my car and I hit the button, I go, hey, whoever, you're on speakerphone with me and... If someone else is in the car, I announce who's in there.
Typical Scott mistake.
Did not do that. I thought I made it clear that we were going to all work on it together. You know, I said, hey, I'm here at the HOA. We're trying to figure out this form. I didn't explicitly say you're on speaker form. But yeah, I did. Also, my mom is not like she doesn't curse. She's kind of a sweet lady. For her to immediately just rip on these people's age and say they don't know what the fuck they're doing, I was shook. Everyone was shook. It was just a disaster.
Maybe, so, maybe your mom and John's mom need to hang out. She can see the light.
They can pray together. Mm-hmm. We need some of John's mom's prayers into my mom's curse words.
I recently learned a lesson. I learned to get a better lay of the land when you FaceTime someone. So I FaceTime my buddy Jason, who lives in Baltimore. And yeah. We bet on football together. And he knows college football. So he's always giving me picks. And we went like 3-0. And so I was all excited, and so I picked up to FaceTime him, and he's like laying there with his girlfriend, got his arm around her, they're cuddling.
Oh, is this like, the time that I was there?
And oh, no. And I go, I go, hey, buddy. Oh, you were actually. We were.
Thank you.
Yeah, we were playing online.
Wow.
So I like, hey, buddy, good job on the picks. Oh, hey, how are you? Person I haven't met. He's like, oh yeah, it's my girlfriend. Blah blah.
My girlfriend Alexis.
And I go, there you go. And I go, oh, cool. Nice to meet you. Cool. Well, you guys look comfy. You guys look just really like post-coital. And my boy Jason goes, no, not post-coital. And he like shows then takes the camera off of him and pans it around the room and goes, we're just hanging out here with her whole family watching college football. And like the living room was full of people. And I'm like, oh no. And then he put it back on himself and I go, I'm so sorry. And he's like, oh man, it's okay. It's okay. And no one like looked at the phone when he panned it across the room. So I felt really embarrassed and I tried to get off the phone with him as quickly as possible.
Oh man, that is awesome. That is awesome. I don't know. That's way worse than calling a couple of 75-year-old women. I mean, those people, you know, COVID's rearing back. Those people might not even make those 75-year-old people at the HOA. But yeah, that whole family will always remember what you just said.
I'm just glad that I used the term post-coital and I didn't say, hey, it looks like you guys just got done fucking each other really hard.
might have been better. All right. Yeah. Hey, I do want to talk about COVID. So COVID's like making a comeback in the way that, you know, I don't know. It's coming back hard. That's my point. And apparently there was a wedding in Washington recently. It's really happening throughout the country, but there was a 300-person wedding. I don't know if these people are living under a rock and don't understand what's going on, but that particular wedding is now at 20 plus people with COVID. And then obviously when you do the, what do they call it? The tracing? Contact tracing. It's getting real bad. I don't know, guys. I'm John. I know you're back to completely homeschooling. I'm going to a wedding this weekend, which by the way is now capped at 25 people, and I'm still on the invite list. Feel pretty good about that. But it's coming back hard, and this sucks. I think we're in for another. You know, we're not near the finish line. Let's just say that.
No, it's a bad deal. It's everywhere. I mean, my wife is a director of nursing in a local hospital, and she has had an update today, like all of their ICU is basically full, which, you know, they've got 80 some beds in their hospital for their ICU. And so most of those, or over half of those patients, are COVID patients. And the other like 30 some percent of the ICU beds are non-COVID patients, where like typically in an ICU, that's just a catch-all really for if you're really fucking sick or like, you know, you're in a life-threatening situation. To have over half of it dedicated to, or to be filled by one type of specific thing, it would be like if the ICU was over half filled with a bunch of people that had tripped off of over a ladder, right? The same thing is affecting all of them and putting them in the ICU. So it's crazy. Tomorrow she'll actually have a call, a hospital-wide call, where they'll get like a global view of where the state's at. But our governor's also asked that all of the hospitals check in with him twice a day, letting him know their new numbers, where they're at for capacity. And I don't know. Jesus, it's just going to, it's not getting great when their governor's asking for twice daily updates from their hospitals across the state.
Do you guys like the term super spreader? I kind of like saying it.
I do too.
Super soaker? Because of super soaker?
Ooh, no, I like super soaker.
Super soaker was dope. And let's be honest, kids nowadays don't use super soakers the way we did when we grew up. I mean, super soakers used to be way cooler and people don't do water fights anymore. You know, video games kind of ruined some of that shit. I remember telling my son about a super soaker. He was not interested at all. And some of those super soakers at the end of it got to a point where they were like power washers.
It was like
that fucking hurts, bro.
Yeah, so. Speaking of, I had one that was just like a gigantic bazooka and you could fill up like a gallon of water into it. And when you depress the trigger, it would fire that gallon of water in like 2 seconds. It was out. I was like, holy shit. Like I could kill a person with this. But anyways, yes, I do love the term super spreader. It's a fun term.
So John, I want to hear you're back to, I saw a video you sent of your daughter. Looks like she's just like literally on a little desk right next to your big desk.
Yes. Correct.
And, I saw some texts.
I saw her not learning. She just looked like she was having fun.
She did look a little bit like she wasn't paying attention. But I would also ask that it seemed like you were getting frustrated through other texts that I saw at the teacher. Are you really that big of a dick where you're giving the kindergarten teacher a fucking hard time?
Yes and no. I am frustrated at the 100% remote learning because it's not made easy, right? Like I have to, they don't send the link to my kids' apps or anything or give me any way, decent way I can log into Zoom. I have to log into my personal email from my kids' iPad. And then I have to like click on the specific Zoom link for the specific meeting. And then, oh, okay, she's done with that. And now I need to go to Google meeting for the next session she's going to have. Oh, and then, oh, is it Microsoft Teams now for the third session? Oh, and by, oh, now she has a 3-hour break and she's got specials, something called specials every day at 1:15, which is like, I don't know, Monday was PE, today was science, tomorrow's going to be math. And by the way, it lasts from one, she has a break from 11 a.m. to 1:15 p.m. And let me just give you a word of advice to all teachers across America and really anyone with access to a schedule or someone that sets a meeting. If you set a meeting 15 minutes after the start of the hour or 15 minutes before the start of an hour,
you're a bleep hole.
Yes, you're an asshole. What are you talking about? Like I looked at that. We missed it today because it was like 12:45. I'm like, oh, well, oh, you know what? I thought it was at 1. We got to 1:15. We got time to go to the store, get stuff for dinner tonight. We went to the store, came home. I'm unpacking. I'm taking my sweet time. I'm getting ready to log in and start getting back to my work. And I check, look at my watch. I'm like, oh, we should probably do your specials. Oh, it's 1:25. Oh, we missed the magic 1:15 to 1:30 mark. So you could, do fucking jumping jacks in front of me.
A good point, though. The 15, you either start at a 30 or you start at a 0. That's how meetings work. Don't be a dick and start at the 15 or the 45. That's ridiculous.
I will say today, the teacher sent out an email, said, hey, I'm so – to everyone. And the subject line was just, I am so sorry. And it was just her apologizing profusely for what a clunky and terrible experience it is. And she will try to fix it in the future. And then all of a sudden, it made me feel really bad for the teachers of America because, you know, they're supposed to teach our youth, not be the IT experts for, you know, the youth and their parents.
Well, when they went to get the degree, they probably learned like a traditional style of teaching and not a digital style. And now they're being thrown into that. And it's like instant on the spot. Like, oh, you should know how to do this already. Why are you not hosting a Zoom meeting properly? I don't know.
Yeah. And Eve, to your point, I think kindergarten is gotta be the worst of all of them because the ability for kids to look at a Zoom meeting just seems, I just don't understand how that's working. So yeah, we'll all send positive thoughts to your kid's teacher and would I think we're all kind of urging you to not be such a dick to her.
I did definitely curse once or twice and it might have carried over her Zoom meeting. As my daughter was in tears at one point asking me where her laminated letters were, I'm like, I don't fucking know. Oh, I gotta help you find another thing. God damn it.
Get her
a I won't do my job. I'll make sure you know your lowercase A's, though.
Get your daughter's teacher a BWW's card.
No, she fucking deserves it. Yeah, she deserves a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card and their terrible service.
Or maybe 10.
As payback.
Yeah. All right. Well, stay safe out there, people. You know what you can do while you're quarantining or staying out is you can listen to podcasts and you can listen to our podcast. Mm-hmm. The other thing that's popping off is the NBA. We got to talk about the NBA because
it just got done.
Yeah. Well, we just literally a couple episodes, John talked about his Heat recap. And now all of a sudden, first of all, everybody's being fucking traded. There's trades here. There's trades there.
They're starting again.
Yeah. It's like the NBA is just like, what? Just keeps going. And December 22nd, John, we are like a month away from this getting going again. Giannis is still a free agent, by the way. The Heat, Giannis. You know, I'm sure Giannis, whatever.
Giannis.
Pat Riley's over there, you know, catboard meme keying deals that he's sending over to the Bucks GM, figuring out how he can get Tyler Herro out for Giannis. Yeah, I don't know. It's nuts. And then the Nets, the Rockets are falling apart completely. James Harden wants to leave. Russell Westbrook wants to leave. I don't know what they're doing, but it sounds like the Nets are about to have Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden. I guess the NBA is relevant again. John, are the Heat ready for this? I mean, where are you at on this?
As a Heat fan, you know, I'm ready just because I ordered that Miami Heat cap during the finals, and it arrived the day after they lost the last game.
Oh.
And my buddy just stayed with me for a couple of days, and he goes, "What is that hat?" Because it's, you know, bright teal and bright pink.
Yeah.
Like, that hat really is just not your style. I go, "I know, but the Miami Heat." And so now I can actually wear it for the first time once the Miami Heat season starts. So I'm looking forward to that. The Rockets, yeah, they're in disaster. Like, they fired their GM, Daryl Morey, who's actually seemed to be really good at his job. James Harden, yeah, is trying to force his way out to the Nets. Houston has him under contract, though, for another 3 years. So I don't know how that's going to happen. Harden just turned down the max allowable extension from the team, which is like 2 years over $100 million to add on to his existing 3 years. So, and also, I'm not sure how you make the numbers work, right? He wants to join up with Kyrie Irving and Durant.
Yeah, how much is the salary? Yeah, I don't understand.
Would the Nets have to give up something comparable to the salary, current salary figure of James Harden? And then the Rockets obviously will want like something back. So I just don't know how you make any of that work with those two existing players, Durant and Irving, taking up probably a good amount of space.
Yeah, and I'm a Knicks fan, which is the worst because, you know, they just sit and suck.
Everyone wants to go to New York. Brooklyn, New York. It's so funny, dude.
Yeah, it's awful. And my brother texted me, he goes, "I think the Knicks have a chance of getting Russell Westbrook," which would be exciting because honestly, Russell Westbrook would be the biggest star that we've had there since Carmelo Anthony. And going back to those days, I'm actually really envious of when we had at least like one player that was kind of exciting. But Russell, I said to my brother, "What the fuck are we going to give to the Rockets that they're going to be like, we have Julius Randle, I think, is their best player? Like, we have nothing to offer." So yeah, I don't know. It's crazy though that the NBA is about to get started because you're right, it just ended. You know who's got to be pissed? LeBron. LeBron's got to be a little fucked.
Why?
Because he's 38 years old and LeBron likes his time off. He likes time off and he's not
only
getting
38?
37, 36. I don't know how
far. So he's saying I have 30, a chance. 37. Is he married?
He is married.
You know what? Oh. I don't think his pigmentation is the one that you go for. But he does like to go on a nice vacation after he wins a final.
Right.
Or in a year. But yeah, he should be allowed to enjoy his victory a little bit longer. I feel bad
for him. Vacation.
I read that LeBron might just take some time off. Like he might the season starts on December 22nd, but not for LeBron.
Is he gonna Dennis Rodman it?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Well said, Eve. Good reference to the Jordan reference. Doc. He's going to fucking Dennis Rodman. All right. Thank you. Last thing on the sports topic that I wanted to touch on was the NFL. Because John and I, in the beginning of the season, we were lamenting our favorite teams, the New York Football Giants and the Indianapolis Colts. John hates his quarterback and Philip Rivers and all his children. I said, I think the Giants are going to rebuild for the 17th straight year. Not anymore. The Giants won this weekend against the Eagles. They're 3-7, which puts them right in the mix for the NFC East. The Colts are sitting in first place, and it kind of looks like, I hate to say it, that there's a crash course for the Super Bowl between John's Indianapolis Colts and my New York Football Giants. I saw the Giants are plus 15,000 to win the Super Bowl. John, what does that mean? If I bet $100, I win $15,000?
You got it.
Why are you not talking about the Chiefs?
Oh, yeah, the Colts will beat them for sure.
No way. No way.
I mean, Eve, I think you're safe there. The Chiefs are 8-1, so yeah, they're looking good. Maybe not quite as good as last year, so keep your eye on the Chiefs.
Steelers, but still pretty good.
But yeah, it's so funny that the New York Giants, sitting at 3 wins, have a shot.
What? That's impossible.
Oh no, it's not.
It's possible.
I just googled it this evening. We could possibly now see a 6-win team come out of the NFC East, the division that the Giants are in. And that team would then get to host a playoff game. The worst playoff team ever to come out was the 2010 7-9 Seattle Seahawks and hosted a playoff game. Mm. So it's really funny, right? It's like watching a dumpster fire and then someone emerges from the dumpster fire. I'm like, I'm okay.
Someone's going to do it. So you bring up the 6 wins. I think 6 wins is the max that will win that division. I'm looking at the Giants' schedule. So they have the Bengals this week, which is, you know, they have a shot. The Bengals did not look good, and in general, they're a young team that's inconsistent. But then they play at the Seahawks. That feels like a loss. Cardinals, that's a loss. Browns, that's a loss. Ravens is a loss. Then they play the Cowboys in their last game. So maybe if they win, that's maybe five games. The Eagles, looking at them, the only games that are winnable are they play the Redskins or the football team and the Cowboys. So the only teams they can win are the games within their own division. Other than that, they're going to lose all the games. So five or six wins is going to win that division.
No, I'm just telling you, that's the mathematical possibility that we could see a team with as low as six wins in that division. By the way, everyone, so the division standings are Eagles 3 wins, Giants 3 wins, Washington 2, Cowboys 2. Yeah. And the Eagles are sitting atop the lead of that division because they've got a tie.
And the bye week.
Tie that matters.
The bye week is actually a big deal for the NFC. If you did not play, it means you did not lose, which gives you an advantage in the NFC.
So you football fans, you NFC East fans, you keep an eye on that tie. That might be the most important tie in the history of the NFL.
I like it. I like it. And
ain't no one else talking tie talk.
No other podcast is talking about the tie. Last thing we're going to touch on, because this is almost the end of part one, is come on, man. The Joe Biden segment, Come On Man, which is done on Monday Night Football, is under a little bit of fire. So ESPN has a little segment where they make fun of football plays. Usually it's maybe a coach doing something stupid or a player making a, you know, dropping the football before they score a touchdown. But this week, Randy Moss decided to absolutely destroy a quarterback in a high school football game that kneeled with 2 seconds left to try to run out the clock. What he didn't realize is it was fourth down. So instead of running out the clock, it actually turns into a turnover. Ooh. They ended up losing. But again, this is a high school kid that made a mistake and probably was really fucking bummed out, got made fun of at school. Well, buckle up, buddy, because Randy Moss just shit all over you on national television. Everyone is going to kill this kid. John, what's your take? Are we all a bunch of pussies for getting offended that the ESPN's ripping on high school kids, or is it kind of fucked up to rip on high school kids?
Neither.
It's both. Whoa. Disagree with you. I think it's both. So it started to feel a little dirty to me back in the day when they started televising LeBron James's high school games. I was like, oh, this is what we're doing. We put this on national TV. But so there they started to break down the wall for me to being open to criticizing those things. But then I went to a college football game for the Iowa football Hawkeyes, where the entire time an old fat woman was next to me, and every time the Hawkeyes defense would hit someone on the opposing team, she would just scream out, kill him! Yeah, kill him! Kill him! And I was like, you know what? She's talking about like 19 and 18, 20-year-olds out there. Like, she's talking about she wants children to die. And you know what? It's not okay. It's not okay to like criticize these players. No.
What is this, Hunger Games? No. You know, my thing is, all I heard in all that spiel was that he got bitched out for kneeling 2 seconds at the end. Yeah, fuck those guys. Stop kneeling to run out the clock. I remember we talked about this in an episode.
Fight like a man. Good
play,
point,
play it through, okay? I don't want to see you sitting in spawn when we could be winning the game. Jesus.
Sitting in spawn. You're
saying don't put your controller out down.
Yeah, don't put your controller down. Don't give up at the end of the game until it's actually over, because then you're just going to become the 49ers. You know?
Eve, before we go, this is the end of part one, but we're talking about sports. Any hot takes on the Rainbow Warriors for our fans in Hawaii?
I haven't followed them. Are they even playing anything still?
God damn it, Eve. All right, never mind. Part one is over. Rate, subscribe, review. We'll see you in a little bit. Listen to part two. We've got garbage facts. We've got a top three, and we have a formal apology. Listen to part two. We love you. Talk to you then.